We're going to go here today, Mesach, Mesach, and Mekvoyz, Perek Zayin, Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. We're coming now in the middle because we missed the tape recorder. The tape recorder showed up late to the Shir, so it's too bad. We're in the middle of Mishnah Zayin. Dalet, Halacha Dalet, part Dalet on page 125. Chas Safar Av, Shatit, we did Gimel. No, we didn't. Nochmo Gimel.
No, Gimel.
What is the wetness? The thickest shear. There's Keklibas Hashom, right? There's Tefech. There were three different shiurim. I forgot what were the three shiurim. What were the three shiurim? There's Tefech, Alnas Latziach. That's the largest. And the smallest is Keklibas Hashom. So the amount of water, the moisture, has a thickness of Ketefeach al-menas le-hat-siach. Kishamayim mekarvim al-yidei rak v'amidah b'mayim b'oivetefach b'oivetefeach al-menas le-hat-siach le-el b'vishnevav nispa'er shel-lichachomim chiber mayim l'mekvohu b'oivetekhlibas ha-shum v'yaf al-pikein mas be'kan shir tefeach al-menas. I made a mistake. Klipas Hashum is the thickest shear. But here we do not have Klipas Hashum. Here the amount of liquid is only Toifeach al Menas Latfiach. So the answer is, even though there is an opinion that said before that you need to have a thick shear to make Chibur, here they're going to admit in this Mishnah, Alfichin Mas Bekan Shear Toifeach al Menas Latfiach, Memnei Shalosha Elu Hamayim Shebechore HaMikva, the water here in the Chore HaMikva, Umayim Shabukhari Hamikva Mitstar Femafilu Bishiur Toifeach Hamnas Latfiach. Because, why? Because this is Nishtam Achibur. This is a din of Choyre Hamikva. Anaya Yisoy, a new rule in the laws of Mikva Ois. Even though there's Machlekes, what is the Shiv Chibur? But when you're dealing with the Choyre Hamikva, Kule Alma Moedim, less man the Pollock. No one disagrees. No, not even the Malachi Hasharis, the Sichas, the Kolim. They all ask him that the Choyre HaMikva Toifeach Al Menas LaTfiach is sufficient. Who says this? The Chazoin Ish, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vracha L'Chai Hel Rabbah Z'chus Yagi L'Leinim. I don't think he would like me too much. He wouldn't even want to look at me, probably. I'm going to get married. Dalet, Kos Safarav. Okay, the rabbi writes over here. The tit, that's thick. This is not V-I-S. Viscous. Right? That's the right word? Viscous. This, it's Wiltemschank. Did not allow for its viscosity. The Weltanschauung of the H2O did not allow for it to achieve a maturity of viscosity. How does that sound? Weiter. Chosav Rav. This is what we learned in the hall of study of Torah for the advancement of rabbinic refrigeration. The kavanah says that tzar sheyehe mayim bori tzar. Nachal, I lost my train of thought. It's not nodok. Fine. The aim not be limoy. So therefore, the tit itself is not valid for tefillah. The kavanah is that tzarich shehi b'mayim 40 saw milvar hatit. The hatit ain't only mashlim as shiur mikvah. Ah, aval limhoya tit hanoroik. Let's say the tak will be nodok. It will be nodok. Then haya tit mashlim l'shiur mikvah. When we come back, we gam tit nodok. Yochol hat bil boy rak boifen shamayim. You cannot be told that we learned last time that even though the tit hanoroik can be mashlim the shiur of the mikvah, But the person who immerses may not actually be toivel in the tit. The tit hanoroi can be mashlum the shi'ur. If you have 30 saw of regular mayim, and you have 10 saw of tit hanoroi, the 10 saw of tit hanoroi can be mashlum the 30 saw, but you cannot be toivel in the tit hanoroi. Good. So here as well, here we're dealing where it's even better. Here we're dealing with you have 40 saw of sides the tit hanoroi, so it's not going to be an issue. Hey, La'el perik beis b'shtayur b'vur shenechlik rabbi yishuv rabbi yelieza b'tit hanoroi k'shayegu shabakar ha'mikvah where your feet are immersed or loyal. The same exact principle there. Also, it's not going to be good. So therefore, now the obvious question is, what would Rabbi Eliezer say in our Mishnah? He would pass that in this case, it's no good. The same way a human being who puts his feet in tit, he's not tohor. Because the tit hanoroik is the tit ava is no good. Here is his luchas double zach. In other words, Halakha Rabbi Eliezer does not hold the shita of mayim mekadmin. This svar, whatever this mystical, obscure, esoteric svara of mayim hakoidmin is, this is something which is not acceptable to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Uvimishah saying uloy nechluk Rabbi Eliezer. Ah, haloy davar. How come here he did not voice his opposition? Why was there not a filibuster to prevent this Mishnah from proceeding due to his inability of the Holy Eliezer to accept the Savara of Mayim Kaidmin and for the Mefarish? V'tamadavar, she'tit ha'ova, v'tit ha'ova einoi mis'arei v'mayim, because tit ha'ova does not mix. V'lechein mo'ilo svaras ha'mayim v'mekadmim gam l'Rebbe Eliezer. But we said that it's not going to be good for Eliezer. Avol titan oreik shurach. Soy Rebbe Eliezer shemishemiyad misorei v'atid mayim shalagam v'atayvel v'hayrei zetit v'loy mayim. It's v'loy mayim v'lechein loy may ele svara samayim v'kaymin. So nachla, what is it over here? Nachla. Avol titan oreik. Yeah? Shurach. Soy Rebbe Eliezer shemiyad misorei right away mixes misorei v'atid v'mayim shalagam v'atayvel. V'areze tit v'loy ma'ayim. U'lechim loy mo'ele svaras ha'mayim makarim. Rabbi Yeshua inu ma'chalik b'kach. V'gam b'tit ha'noreik, gam b'tit ha'ova mo'ele svaras ha'mayim makarim. So how does he explain to me why over here is going to be better? We have to read this again. Go back to here again. U'le'el perik beiz mishle yud mivur shenechlik Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yezer. B'tit ha'noreik. By tit ha'noreik. Shabakarka Mikva im Yukhom Lahatu Gabi Atid Boyfin Shabagli Hatavil Shakas Batit Oiloi. Rabbi Yeshua Mutter, the Neshamai Makadim, Eliezer Ois Osir, Loy Moilis first Amai Makadim. We're going to say the Loy Nechler Eliezer, the Tamadova Shetit Ha'ova. So, since our mission is not dealing here with Tit Hanoroik, that's what he's saying over here. He's saying the Machloik is in Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua is only discussing Tit Hanoroik. Our Mishnah is not discussing tit ha'noroik. We are discussing tit ha'ova. He's saying a tremendous chidush that tit ha'ova is better than tit ha'noroik. That's what comes out according to Eliezer. Whoever imagined such a thing? Who would ever imagine, wake up this morning today, that I would hear such a thing like this? Such things would come into my ears. Who would ever imagine this morning such a svara to think that tit ha'ova is better than tit hanoroik? Because tit hanoroik ruins things, not tit ha'ova. That's what he said, Tamadav, tit ha'ova, einoi mis'orev b'mayim. There's no taruvis. U'lechein mo'ilo svara samayim mekadmim. Gam l'Rebbe Eliezer. Avol, tit hanoroik, shurach, soiver Rebbe Eliezer, shemiyad immediately mis'orev ha'tit b'mayim. It mixes. Shal gabe shal ragli hatoyvel. Vareze tit v'loy mayim. Ulechein loy moy eles foras mayim akamin. The svar of mayim akamin is nachmar. Rabbi Yeshua einu mechalik b'kach. Rabbi Yeshua does not make this distinction between these two different situations. V'gabe tit hanoreik v'gabe tit ha'ovem moy eles foras ha'mayim akamin. Ke'ein ze'isa v'chazoyin ish mikvois kuf mem alef testes. Hear the chiddush? Would you ever imagine today you would hear something?
Yeah. Right. So if you have tit hanoroik, it has a din of tit. It doesn't have a din of mayim. So
exactly.
There's no mayim.
Unbelievable, it's worse. Okay, Vav, cause of harash, v'hashetit ha'ovav, sh'v'shoseinu enu mistukatit ha'amid bokim v'choytitzim. It's not from the category, the thick tit of our Mishnah. It's not from the sugatit sh'amid bokim v'choytitzim. Sugatit elu mivu'odim v'periktes, Mishnah base. V'kavanasosh, sugatit ha'choytitzim v'nivokim v'rok na'amita, v'loim ha'elis v'hem s'faros na'mayim v'karnim. Viraktit she'ena choytzeitz m'mnei she'ena nidbak mo'elis bo'yasvar she'amayim mekadim. So there are different types of tit. There's certain types of tit. It's called a chatzitza. This is not from that category. That requires further elaboration later on in the perik test, Mishnah test. That's where we'll learn about different types of tit. That is not part of that category. All right. So now, with that in mind, let us return back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we'll take from the top. Hit will buy us a meter. Table meter. Avi Shraglecha Shaikais betit ha'ava tahira. Why? Mibnei Shamayim Mikadmin. Even Rabbi Yehoshua will agree to this svar. Even Rabbi Yehoshua will agree to this svar. Next. Now we go to the next lamas. Mikveh Shamemov Miru Dodin. The mikveh whose waters are Miru Dodin. What does it mean, the word Miru Dodin? What does that word mean? What is here in the Rav? The Rav says she'ein ha'mayim amukim machma she'mikve rochav, it's wide, v'mayim mispashtim b'kulay. Shallow. It's a shallow mikveh. For a shallow person. For shallow people. Okay, mikveh she'meimav mirudodin. Koivesh afilu, well, koivesh. So what you can do is you can cause the water to move. It's like the halach when it comes to kiddush. What happens if you have a cup? You have a revius of yayin, but it doesn't go reach the top of the cup. What are you supposed to do? So it says, I didn't write this in the card. You're supposed to put food, ice cubes. You're supposed to put something in the cup in order to cause the revius to be raised to the surface. It says mamash put challah. How could that be? Put challah. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Put challah. It says somewhere. Challah, and that will cause it to raise up. You're ruining the food. I understand. Ma'adach, you make the bracha. To me, it's mamash so bizarre. Because you have to cover the challah. You have to cover the challah not to be mevaz of the challah. That you're making the bracha on the yayin, and not on the challah. Right?
So no one sees the challah here, because the challah is submerged and buried.
Well, the challah sees what's going on. The challah sees what's going on.
But the item doesn't see the challah. The item doesn't see the challah. So the
challah,
okay.
Why do you have two challahs Friday night? Someone once asked this to me, why do you have two challahs? I told him, it's because the lecha dodi. Boi challah, boi challah. That's why we have two challahs at night. My father told me, Noshim daiton kalos, al tikre kala mitakuf, ella mitachof. One track line, they have to become a kala. Because my father taught in Stern, and in Stern every other day the girls tell my father excuses, a wedding, a date, always about becoming a kala. Noshim daiton kalos. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara.
Wait, let me ask a practical question regarding to what was not printed on the card, because I've seen people do this sometimes. The cup, so it's more than a rubius, but it hasn't filled up to the top. So you're saying that you could put an ice cube, right? Just as long as it's over the correct shear, over the necessary shear.
Correct.
3 ounces.
You're supposed to raise the liquid that it should reach the top.
But I have the necessary shear, so what does it matter?
One of the 10 things that it should be mole. It's a din in the kois. It's not in the ayin. It's not a din in the ayin. It's a din in the kois. It's a din in the kois. The kois has to have the tzura of being mole. Just like if there's an imperfection in the kosher, because it's bent, it's out of shape, it's damaged, it's no good, it's pasul. So too, And just like there's the din of a silver kois, there's a halach, he's supposed to rinse the kois. The
yeah.
fact that it's mole al gedoisav is a din in the kois. It's nish din in the ayin.
Okay.
Din in the kois. That's the halacha. It's not ma'ake, but it's supposed to be. Should you overflow the kois? Should the kois overflow? It's only brought down in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah regarding Havdalah. It doesn't say anywhere in B'chol Torah Kula that you're supposed to overflow the kois for Kiddush. However, look in the footnote on the card, cites the Pnei Menachem. The Lubavitch Rebbe Shlita, Zuchu Suyogin Aleinu. He wasn't as good looking as Rishai Ben Moshe, Ben Moshe. He didn't make it to that league, but in he writes the Agantz Shtikel Torah why you should do it. As it says in the card, I hope they're not going to go remove the card from the shul and they see we quote the Pnei Menachem.
Pnei Menachem is the Gemara, no?
No, not the Pnei Menachem. It's the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Not the
Pnei Menachem, it's a must some other Menachem. I don't know. Menachem Mendel. There are a lot of Menachems. It's Menachem Mendel by Rimanov. It's Menachem Mendel. Chvesnisht. Weiter. So weiter, Menachem noch mal ein bisschen. Hitler, wo ich sage, also Mieter, Abwisch, Regler, Schreckes, Bitte, Tidra, Ova, Teure, Bum, Nesha, Mayim, Mekadmim. Next. Mikva, Shemim, Ov, Miru, Miru, Dod, Nesgeist. So that's how we got into this discussion. Because just like in a kois, you're supposed to raise it. The way you raise it is by putting something inside, ice cubes, foods, anything you want. Anything you want. Shiloh gebrokst, Pesach, give it a matzah, make a gebrokst. So too, you do the zel bezach in the mikveh, you put in sandbags. You put in sandbags. Koivesh afilu chavile eitzim. You can be koivesh, you can present chavile eitzim, afilu chavile konim, kidei sheyispichu. Sheyispichu. What does that word mean, sheyispichu? All these new vocabulary words. What is the word sheyispichu? I guess it should rise. All rise. I don't know what that word means. We have to see what that word means. Sheyispichu is oisyotes. Kiloima, sheyalu hamay kimayin tofeach. Tafuach, swell. Ah, it means swollen. That's what it means. Kimin tafuach. V'ye amukim mitzad echad v'tel bohem. Should be deep in one side, should be terrible. So over here, the word over here is sheyispichu means to be swollen. Like a balgaiva, like an arrogant person's head is swollen. Baitum. That's a very good analogy, right? How come your head is upside down? You're getting me dizzy. Your head is upside down. You notice that?
No, I didn't notice that.
What?
I didn't notice. How come? Wait, hold on. Yeah, I am upside down. I didn't even know that. Maybe I shouldn't do a headstand during this year.
Oilim hafuch reisi. Elyonim lamayla. Fetachtoyim lamata.
How do I wrap myself up?
It's fine.
No, it's not.
Oh, now you're back. Before you, I thought you were going to be sideways. Le'lamalav, le'lamata, ele kematzlif.
Right.
Did you ever see that video?
No.
Oh, I have to send that to that. That is the best thing I ever saw on the internet. You know why it's so? I watched like 10 times, and I try to understand why I have so much hanukkah from this. I know the answer is because that's taka the way it's going to be. That's the answer. It's taka, the whole thing is taka emes. That's why I have such a note from it. This is emes. I have to show it to you. It's a little bit outdated. Maybe a little bit older now, more mature, closer to the end, to my move to Elmont, or to, I don't know, to, what's it called? Elmont, or to, someone asked me, are you going to move anywhere? Are you going to move to Lakewood, maybe? Jackson, Toms River? Months, Passaic. I said the next place I'm going, I'm moving to Wellwood. Wellwood, basement apartment.
No, it's not a bit. Adaraba, it has some trees and a place to rest. I used to have a friend, he used to say, I mean, this is a man that's a great grandfather. He He used to say, I'm getting myself a place that has a benkala for my kids to come and sit, and I'm going to get them some trees. Because I know if I ain't got trees and if I ain't got a chair for them to sit on, they're not staying there for more than 30 seconds. They're not going to stay there for more than 30 seconds. This way it'll be a hot day. But come, they'll sit under the tree. They'll sit down for 2 minutes. They'll schmooze a bit, and then they'll get up. But if they have nothing to sit on and there's no tree, they're out of there.
I don't want any tree at Bank Club because the birds will come there. They'll bring deposits. It's not a bank. It's not a bank over here. I don't want any deposits. I don't want any withdrawals either.
There used to be a shadow about robbing the graves to use the bodies for autopsies way back when.
Autopsies?
There's a shiva on that about the signs of death, because people were concerned that they would go into graves and
Okay, let's see a picture 149. We are here. Mikvah shememav midu dodin. Yeshvei for he saw aval eino yochol lehaskasas mamayim. Okay, next picture base on the left side. Nois navonim mitzar mikveh hamayim toichim nasim gvoim. Okay, em yite navonim mitzar mikveh the yisbichu hamayim hareza kosher v'din zehu poshen v'loi chutzrucho hamishnu haskiloi. There only a drum shooting at the oid, and it's not even necessary for Mishnah to teach us this simple matter.
Hold on, I got a question about the simple matter, which is, are we allowed to use something that's makabel tuma to raise the water? Would that be considered mahava makabel tuma?
Lom to Shiloh from the doctor. I don't know. I hear the Shiloh. I don't know. You're not in mamish mahave. It already is a mikvah. Shall you just making it practical to immerse in, to make it convenient for you to immerse in? Mahavin normally means that you're making the 40 saw. You're creating the 40 saw. Here you're not making the 40 saw. The 40 saw already exists. The shall over here, you just need practical matters. The shape of your body does not fit into the 40 saw. So that's not called being mahavin. The mikvah is a mikvah. It's a gewaltig mikvah. I got an A+. I'm in kosher. It's practical. You want to immerse in the mikvah. No, your body just, no, go on a diet. Until then, we'll bring in some bowling balls. We'll change the way the water moves around inside the mikvah. Gimel. So what do you do? Koyvesh maniach evin al gabe konim. And this is nudin. You take a stone, al gabe konim, it's not a mikvah. Hamayim. Hanichnosim min hakonim mitstarfim lemikvah v'afilu ein chibur shol kesheferes hanoid. There's no chibur v'sheferes hanoid bein hamayim shebein hakonim l'mayim shemikvah. Okay, over here, now there's a whole note here, mechadeshes ha-mishnah she'afilu im ha-mikvah mitzumtzum v'li ha-mayim shebein hakonim ein boi mem. So it's exact, there's no exactly 40 saw. Hamayim shebein hakonim mitzdarfim u'mashlim l'memsov v'tamadov v'shanasu hakonim l'kois l'hamikveh v'chalilim. And the open spaces shebein hakonim harei elu kichoyrei hamikveh hamachashoh l'chorei hamikveh re'ei tziyur 98 v'hoil v'heim chorei hamikveh im ein tzorach shei bein hachalalim v'hein hamikveh chibur b'oiv v'shefer sanoi. You do not need there to be a thickness of kishifaferis in this. The same thing over here, Chiddush, is that we go, we're going to take some konim, we're going to compress them down, we're going to squash. And even though there's going to be, we need over there some of the moisture, some liquid that's in between the konim, that's going to combine because there's an opening of a small amount, tefechmas latfiach, that's going to be sufficient because then choyrei hamikvah, the shiur is tefeach, almenas latfiach. Right.
You need the water that's between the condom, because otherwise you don't have the 40 stock. it's saying that you pushed it out. You know, I mean, then you don't have 40 sun anymore. So you have to automatically include the water that's between the cut.
Right, exactly. So the question is, maybe you can. Maybe you should. Maybe the maybe if you're gonna minus the water between the kohen, you're not gonna have 40 saw. That's not kosher. Teretz is no. The water counts. Oh, but it's such a small amount of water, and the passageway is less than kishef aferes hanoid. No, this is not a chibur of shnei mikvois. If you come to mechaber this water, two bodies of water, and you make a chibur, then you need to have kishif aferes. No, this is not a chibur. This is given the choyle hamikvah. And the choyle hamikvah, the shir is a ma, is tefech unas latviach. Okay, picture number on the left side. Left side, the dalet. Im yitenes and the konim l'chol orich hamikvah, be'em so'oy. So this is not going to be, this is new, this we didn't see before. Yinich the konim l'chol orich hamikvah, be'em so'oy. Schalko hamikvah l'shnayim. Now it's worse. This now becomes worse, now becomes over here, now becomes two mikvahs. In Ein, b'chol chelik 40, sorry, is that mikvah chaser.
What? This sounds like the architect from Chalim was in charge of putting the mikvah together. You know, the first guy, Gimel did it nice, and then the one from Chalim says, I'm going to put a snack in the middle. I make one side for the men, one side for the viber, one side for the men. Perfect.
By doing so, he ruined the mikvah. Because now you're not 40 so on either side. Ein b'chol chelik ches 40 so. Because the mikvah pasuk ve'ein chamayim shebishnei chalakim ha'mikvah b'starfim b'chol v'yesh b'nei mechitza. Ve'afilu zu mechitza kodem shi minukades. Even though it's perforated, I raise the mechitza ha'machalekes v'sa mikvah. U'lechein l'yitinez ha'konem b'em sa mikvah ela b'tzidoy. Good. For it has to be close down the center. Now the bottom. What's the end of the bottom of the page over here?
Why can't I make it Kishifa first? I know it'll be Machaber. Oh,
so you would make it Kishifa first? No, they won't be in business. That's a different story. So maybe you're right. If you make Kishifa first, then maybe Taki right. But over here, it's not Kishifa first. No. Okay, right on the bottom. What's the bottom of the year? Ikra Chidish Mishasein Shalom Yabayu. Ikra Mishalom Yabayu. Shiyochal Loss is Avon Mitzat HaMikva Kedei Lag Biyaz Namayim. It goes without saying that you can put stone in the side of the mikvah to raise the water. Ella shiach lafilu l'chosh chavi l'kanim v'yetzim. V'yach al pisha mikvah nechsa b'nei ha'mayim menechmasim b'nei ha'kanim l'yetzim. Ein zechasam ki yos l'mayim mitzvachim l'mikvah. V'tama davash, why was it in starf? Ha'mayim mitzvachim l'shem shech alalot mitzvachim b'nei ha'kanim nechsa b'nei ha'kanim ha'mikvah. Okay, you just said this already. Mishlachim, hois v'lash, shezeu dafke mitinez sa'avonim, ayich bo'ish esnagonim b'tzar ha'mikvah. Aber mit den also beim sa mik war ist der galik zum ik will schneiden wir ein schnegelig kann ik mit star film zum zam ja viel im heim khavil kann be etz na dein heim der kalchem ist an ik war ja viel im heim khavil kann be etz a dein heim mit kalchem ist an ik war mit nege gam khitz und mit kabes mit khalak es even though it's just kann and water is flowing it doesn't matter a mechitza like this where it's not kish a mechitza like this. If you have a mechitz like this, it's automatically mechalik the mikvah in the two parts of it. It's not going to be good. The harav kosaf. V'yaf al pishneiru k'mikvah shecholkoi kishnasam shem chavili konim afilu roch hoyil v'hamayim nichnasam b'neim lohavi chiluk. Oh, when it's kasha b'dvarav hatoyis v'syandav v'hamishnach raina al v'dim harav yesh ma'alu b'chavili konim v'etzim b'glal shamayim nichnasam ואילו מן המשנה משמע שהיא חידוש שיכול ליתן אפילו חבילי קונם בעצם בציין מספר מהחידוש בחבילי קונם. וזה שזה רעש. נוחמו, אני לא רוצה לנסקה שם. ולדיבי הרעף. בנסקה שהוא בדבר, אתה רוצה לדבר משנה אחרונה, we have two questions. Number one, ולדיבי הרעף יש מילה בחבילי קונם ועצם בגלל שהמים נכנסים, the water is flowing. ואילו מן המשנה משמע שהוא חידוש שיכול ליתן אפילו חבילי קונם ועצם. From the Mishnah it's משמע that it's not a good idea because you're losing out some of the water. And we need to come on to the principle of choyrei ha-mikvah in order to bring them back in. ובציור נספאר מהו חידוש בחבילי קונם. וזוהי שיטת הראש. Based, second question. Lama neschavin harav b'masha kosav shemira k'mikvah shechilkoi. What does that mean? Im neschavin shenasim esakonim b'emtzah mikvah ulchalorkoi הרי זה באמת מקווה שחילקוי, ולא עם מויל, המים הנכנסים בין הקונים מבני שאפיל ומחיצים מקונים מקווה שנחלק את המקווה, ונשארו בקושיו בדברי הרב, ורב, זה בלייב שוור. בבלייב שוור על הרב. זה מצווה ליישב את הרב. זה מצווה, anyone putting out a charity campaign. We don't want your money. We don't want your money. We want answers. We want answers to and for the Rav. Anyone who has any soul of them should come forward and answer the Rav. The Igra Rama. You saw the advertiser for Carlin Stolen? You saw the big sign, the Igra Rama? With the bleachers? Tell me. Tell me. What did you like that? You thought that was a smart thing to do?
I don't think that was nice.
Right, it wasn't nice. I told someone, you know what this thing looks like? The way the whole advertisement for they wrote over here, it seems like this thing is what they really want to say is, it's a yoyim halal v'hoidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us an opportunity to have an excuse to raise money. Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's the whole advertisement. The Igra Rama. Ah, the picture. And crushed. And like, ah. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shemer L'Chvoida. He gave us something to do with ourselves. We can now go. We can tear out people's hearts, heart cords. That you should give more money. Baruch Hashem. B'shevach V'oido L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mazmin is kolchem l'shtateif b'asimcha shel tzora sorabim b'zeh sh'onu yucholim to drive you crazy, to give more money. Isn't that what it looks like to me? I'm so surprised that Nosson Sherman, he's the only one whose name is on this, Art Scroll, he's such a stickler for perfection, for eloquence. The thing is written there with full of lies from beginning to end. I was told that there was no permit on the building. They were not even allowed to be in the building, period. They were not even allowed to be in the building. And number two, the bleachers were literally a joke. So listen, it doesn't take away from the tsar of what happened there. But there was criminal activity. What happened there? There was criminal activity. If it's true, there was no permit. And whoever put this up was from Chelm, who put up these bleachers. And now you want to go make this into Me'igra Rama. Show me a picture of bleachers. Me'igra Rama. And tell me thousands, hundreds and thousands of people are traumatized. And we need money for this and money for this. What kind of garbage is this? You can write over any. The average person can write an advertisement to give money in a much more balanced, sensitive way. It doesn't take much brains to write something that's balanced, that's responsible, that doesn't impress the people that Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem, thank you Hashem. We should put those stickers on it. You've given us an opportunity to raise money, to make a charity campaign. Baruch Hashem. Am I crazy? I guess I am. I know of a shul. I don't want to tell you. I know of a shul. They never make an appeal. Never. They made an appeal to Shabbos for this.
Who?
I don't want to say who. Why? What? I don't want to say why. Why they make an appeal? Why? Because the balabas in the shul gives an enormous amount of money to the shul. And basically, if he came to the rabbi and told the rabbi, he's a Stolener. Okay, he's very close to Stolen,
yeah.
And he wants to make an appeal. So the rabbi, I don't think the rabbi would make an appeal for this. He can't say no to the balabas, because the balabas pays the bills. Corruption. You see, this is the problem in Klal Yisrael. I wouldn't be any different. I was rabbi of the shul and he fed me. I wouldn't be any different. I don't have a choice. But I'm telling you, this is wrong. Just plain pasha wrong.
Listen, I'm sure Stalin would rather snore money in the conventional fashion than coming together with this type of campaign. They don't have a choice, unfortunately, you know. And
I'm not so sure. It doesn't seem that something doesn't seem right. Something does not seem right. I'm not so sure. They have plenty of money to build the building. Obviously, they built the building. It cost a few million dollars. They have plenty of money, obviously, to build the building. The cost, what they're claiming, appears to be exaggerated. Appears, and maybe I'm totally wrong. And the people that are responsible for this, they should figure out a solution, not to go do something like this to make a mockery out of Klal Yisrael. It's a big tzara. I'm not denying the tzara. I don't know what to tell you. Right, let's start to tell you. I don't want to back up something like this. Okay, right. Okay,
I can tell you that if they would have had a picture of Rabbi Shaiba or Rabbi Moshe on the bleachers, they still would be standing.
Yeah. You know something? I'm afraid that they'll come to, you'll see that also.
Right.
I guess I'm not in tune with society today. I don't know. I say this, you'll be looking like crazy. We don't get
no,
it.
No, I mean, it's. I mean, you don't want to capitalize on a tragedy. You know, that it's very funny. People used to say, there's a Chalukah dance, and we really shouldn't speak about it because he's not alive anymore, about Elie Wiesel.
Yeah.
Some people used to say that he was wonderful for speaking out and doing what he did. And there are other people who said that he did a nice thing, but he's capitalizing on it. You know, he's using it for personal gain. You know, it's an interesting way. I mean, I can tell that my mother who went through it did not hold that much of all the result. I have I had a 10th grade English teacher who was very good. She was a distant relation to Rav Moshe. She was an old spinster, never got married. She, I don't even know if she was from, but she did not have hold of it. And then there are people who say, oh yeah, without him, the Holocaust would have been forgotten in America, you know? So I don't know.
Yes, the yes.
What?
Chalukah days.
Yeah.
Let's go weiter. All right, he lies in the Tzarachin on the Rav. Right in the Mishnah. Machat shehi nisun al malus amara. New case. Next case. One more picture.
We did the Rav inside, actually. We never did the Rav
No, but
inside.
I know we have more pictures. I have one more part to the Mishnah. Another big picture over here coming up over here. Big picture. Big picture here coming up. Machat shehi nisun al malus amara. Hoya moyluchu mevi b'mayim. Kevon sh'ov aleh hagal tohira. A machat on the steps of the Ma'ar of the cave. And now the water is going back and forth upon him. Once the water passes the first wave, Tahira. Let's say picture 150. Picture 150 on page 128. Noisein machat shi nusna al masamara. Noisein is a machat, the machat, al madrega samikva lamayla bin amayin. Okay, left side, hagal nisha mechuba lamikva. ולכן הרי זה מתאר את המחת. דויכף את המים עד שיעלו כמגל על גבי המחת. You can go and you can push the water. Give it a shove. Until it makes a wave on the machat, and then it's hard on the machat. Over here on the bottom, what does it say? Because of this yomtiv, שרק באופן, שנשאר הגל מחובר למקווה, הרי זה מתאר מכוח החיבורי למקווה. אבל, but, אם היה הגל ניתק מן. Meha mikvah, but let's say the gal was nitak, it was separated from meha mikvah. Lo haya yochel letar bifnei atzmai, v'afilu haya boi memso. V'nei sh'mokoyim ha'mayim al malas ha'mo'ora enoy mokoyim ashboiren. The water, if the gal was nitlash, it was no longer mechubar, that's not called ashboiren. Koyim ha'mayim enim yocholim lihikovais ulamad al mitzvah sa'medregos. Now, the El B'Mishnah, Vav, 145. Huva machlekes sacham Rabbi Yehuda toivel shalom ben amayim v'raglav noigoyes ben amayim. Ha'im yichoyel ben amayim shal gabi gufa lahashd moshe mikva lachamim hoyel v'ketafreis ein chibar hamayim shal gabi ha'toivel ein mechubav l'mikva. Rabbi Yehuda mishum she'anu oim gud achis anu machshivim es hamayim shal gabi ha'adam kiluhim mitzurafim l'mikva. U'michol makoim afilu Rabbi Yehuda ha'mayim rak mitzdarfim l'mikva l'hashlim eshir ha'mikva mishum svaris gud achis. It's mitzdarif. Aval einam nechshav l'mikva b'mukayim ha'malash algo, but it's not called l'mikva in his own makoim. V'im yitbol machad b'mayim shal sairas roishoy loy toil tfilas tfila l'machad. Wow. Very interesting halacha. In the case of the previous mishakot of Yehuda, we say gud achis. The water on top of the guy's head is going to be viewed as part of the mikvah, which means the mikvah is going to have 40 saw. Just because the mikvah is going to have 40 saw does not mean you can take a needle and you can be titled the needle in the guy's head. You can't be titled the needle in the guy's hair, because the water in the guy's hair is good water in order that we say good achas, that it can be mitzarif, can be mashlim, the shi'ur of 40 saw in the mikvah, but it's not going to be called an independent, it's not going to be called viewed as mamash achel of the mikvah, that you can be titled. Wow. Okay, the imkain kosh bin lacham bin lav lehuda madu al gal shal gal shal gabi madrega samara mataris machad zol bezach. So now he's in murder kosh. Why then is the machad that's lying on the step of madrega, and now a gal comes that should be like the guy's here? Why then should the machad become tar? So rafilu imamayim shal madrega mechubam la mikva chibah zein moil letar mevakam madrega. Good kosh, yeah. The chosav hachazoin ish. Shahoyl, derech hamayim, shemikva, sheyesh b'ham galim, a new svar, no one ever said this before. That's the derech of a mikvah. The agalim, the velt, Azoy gave us in the velt. In the velt, the agalim. Harei ze nechshav lirivisayu. This is considered to be natural. Natural. Kolema derech mitziyosa. Shalamayim, harei ze nechshav lemikvah, ha'an lemikvah, ha'shper, shalamikvah. Unbelievable chesh. You know what this reminds me of? You know this is an incredible chiddush. This is an amazing chiddush, and it reminds me of a whole flood of thoughts go through my mind. Rabbi Belsky, I don't know if people realize the whole America is living on a tremendous kula of Rabbi Belsky, and some people are scratching their heads, what in the world is going on? Rabbi Belsky the chiddush, what he says over here is like mamish what the Chazon Ish says. And there's no makar for what he says. He says that, you know, today in Chol of Yisrael, today in animals, what do they do today in animals? If they have you adapt, so you know this stuff better than anyone else, that if there's a certain inflation, there's a certain gas, their stomachs are swollen, so they do a procedure where they remove the gas by making a hole in their stomach. So the Esher of Moshe Feinstein, it seems they asked him this question many, many years ago, does that mean that the animal's a treifa? Because it says b'feresh shulchan, if you make a hole in the animal becomes a treifa. So he says, so he looked into it, he says, no, because the way they do the procedure, they don't make a nekev mefulush. It's a nekev she'enoy mefulush. They go into the outer skin, they turn the needle, and then they go into the inner skin. So no point is there a nekev mefulush from the inside of the stomach to the outside, to outdoors. So melech kosher. Okay, that was about 30, 40 years ago. Today it appears that the procedure has changed. And the new procedure, are you familiar with this? The new procedure they're doing on animals today is where they attack and make a neck of mefulish. They make a neck of mefulish to remove the gas, some surplus of gas in the stomach of animals. I don't know the exact details, which l'choyer of Moshe never was mata, it would mamish make the animal into a treifa. You make mamish
off. This is after the animals are shechted already?
No, of course not. Then what difference does it make when they're shechted? When they're alive, milk, the animals give milk. 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 Okay. If milk comes from an animal that's a treif, or the milk is treif.
Right.
So as long as you don't know, as long as you didn't shech there, you don't know, 80%, 70%, most animals are treif because of whatever, all different reasons. But as long as you don't know, you have a right to assume it's kosher. Sure. So, but as long as now they do medical procedures on all the animals. So they asked the Shadrach Moshe years ago, so they do this medical procedure, the animal's a treif, then the milk is treif. So Moshe says they don't make it into a treifa. The way they do, does not halachically make it into a treifa. But the facts are, it's a fact that today, the way they do the procedures due to advancements in medical in technology, they mamish make it into a real treifa. So basically, now what do they do in Chol of Yisrael? So Chol of Yisrael, they don't do any of the procedures. They have an arrangement with the companies that when they have a cow, whatever they have that needs a procedure, they swap it with a Geisha cow. So when you today buy Chol of Yisrael, the main mile of buying Chol of Yisrael is not even so much that there's no pig milk. That's a chashash rachuk. It's the animal is not a treifa. Because the Chol of Yisrael today has a tremendous mila, is that it has not gone through a medical procedure that would be deemed to make the animal to a treifa for the holidays. That's the biggest mila today in buying Chol of Yisrael. Yimamish, he's saving himself from chashash of mamish eating treif. So, right, Belsky, but what about all of all of the Chol of Stam products upon which the OU gives a hechsher, which translates into billions of dollars of food all over the world? So Belsky says this following chiddush. Doesn't say this anywhere in Chol HaTerukula. It's his own chiddush. He says, Rivusayu. On those words, he says, if you do a medical procedure on a living current person in order to preserve his life, that's not that doesn't make you into a treifa. Do it on people also, right? You go on a person, you make a person make a hole in their brain, whatever they do. So does that mean they're a treifa? If you make a hole in an animal, you make a nekev mefulash in the stomach of an animal for the purpose of removing excess gas, even though you have made a nekev mefulash, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, a nekev mefulash makes the animal to a treifa. But if the reason why you did this hole is in order to get the gas out, it's a medical procedure, that does not make the animal into a treifa. You hear the chiddush?
Very, very interesting.
It's a chiddush. So I know, I don't want to go tell you names. I know of a person who's basically a Satmar person. He cannot accept this. Cannot accept this. He will not accept this. To him, where did you come to say such a thing? Where does it say b'chol hatarukul is such a thing to say? To make such a chiddush to say that if you make a nekev in an animal, nekev a foolish. So even though in Shulchan Aruch it says it's a treifa, but because you did it for medical reasons, that does not make the animal into a treifa. I need a makar. You can't just say such a thing like this. Right? Belsky cannot say such a thing like this. You need a makar for this. He has no makar. He has no makar. Everything, the whole America is treif. Anything that's chol of stam, it's mamish, mamish treif. Now, Rybelski, now, what would happen? I don't know what the answer is. What would it have been if the Chazon Ish would have said this? What would have been? I'm willing to bet, based upon I know this person, oh, Chazon Ish says it's okay. Why? Because he doesn't hold a Rybelski. He doesn't hold of the OU. He doesn't hold from these people. He doesn't hold of this Schnitt. He doesn't hold from it, but the Chazon Ish, I don't know. The Chazon Ish over here says an answer, and then my extremely limited understanding is just such an idea. Over here, you have the exact same case. You have over here a person standing on the madrigos. He has mayim, and he has water on his hair, and the water on his hair is needed to be mashal in the mikvah. So it's mashal in the mikvah, but if you go and you toivel in the here, it's not a good tefillah. It's a ferish halacha. It's not a good tefillah. So the needle on the top step is a zel mazach. The top step is not a shbirin. It's not a mokam of a shbirin. Is it mechuber? Yes, it's mechuber. It's mechuber in order to make the mikvah to 40 saw. But according to the rules that we've just said, no way can a mokam that's not a shbirin that can be mechuber to the mikvah can go and make it be a makam where you can be toivel. This makam is not a makam ashpirin. No, it can be mitzvah to be mashal.
Isn't it here for a revius much, much smaller?
Revius? What revius? You don't even need a revius
there. No, I'm sorry. Isn't this here for a keli much, much smaller than 40 saw?
Yeah, but that's not the issue over here. You don't. That's not the issue over here. It's a makam when you cannot do tefillah, period. You cannot do tefillah on the step. You cannot do tefillah in a person's hair, no matter how much water you can wring out of the person's hair. The only reason why the water in the hair is called water is because of good achas. So the good achas allows that water to be mistarved to the mikvah to be mashed on the shear 40 saw. But the water in the person's hair is not a makam where you can be tevel in a needle. The step is exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. It's a makam on the step where you you it's it, it itself can never be a mikvah, but the makom where it can be mitztaref to mashlim shiva mikvah. Memel, if you want to follow these rules, it's not a place where you can be toivel anything. You can't be toivel lamachan in this makom, and it says the fairish mishnah you can. So what's the answer? Hainu rivusayu. It's natural. A gal comes. Gal comes on the steps of the mikvah. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. So, see, the chaznish has guts. Our Belsen says miswara cannot possibly be the making a hole for the purpose of refu, and an animal is going to make the animal to a treifa. Tremendous chiddush.
Yeah. Good. Very nice.
All right. Okay, now let's see over here the Rav. Let's go back to the Rav. Rav, over here, Eretz. Perek. Wait a minute. Right. Perek, where are we over here? Zion. Perek Zion, which is Zion, the Rav. The Rav. The Rav says, Zion. Two Zions make a ches. And a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, there are two Zions. Why is Beis Yosef, not Ari. Ari is a Zov and a Zayin. Why according to Beis Yosef are two Zayins? Because what is Ches? The eighth day of the week is the continuation of the cycle of seven. Right? You have 7 days. What's the eighth day of the week? Sunday. You go from Zayin to Zayin. It's the bridge. The bridge. Right?
Right.
Two Zayins. Weiter. Hitville. Boy, yes, Hamita, you dip the bed. It's like sounds like Pesach, Karpas. Sheraglecha gevoyis, the legs are very tall. The EF sholat bila kula kachas mikro katan kaze sheshiuroi mitzum sum because it's mitzum. It's exact. Elim kain raglecha shaykois betitzkin be submerged in the tit. Helva shein laruk it's not has no viscosity. Okay, there is no viscosity in this ritual bath situated in the tent of a court who enriches the rabbinic students in their quest to preserve rabbinic refrigeration. The Ein Matbilin Boy, there is no immersion in it. Okay, it's Oved Norok, the Ein Matbilin Boy, Shamayim Mekadmin, this is the Svar, this is the key words. These are the Barvusta words. Stop people on Avenue M and you ask them, tell me the buzzwords. The Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion, Mikvois, Perek Zion, Mishnah Zion, like ground zero, jab, for, the key words, the narrative, like all these nice new words that we become very popular in our day and age. The narrative, the big lie, little rocket man, crooked Hillary, Sleepy Joe. What's the key word? It's Shahamayim Mekadmin. Excellent.
The Chore would be the same if a person would be Tovel as well, right?
Yeah, that was exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said over there. Going back to the previous Mishnah. Lahad bil haraglayim shakoydim shayishku betit, before they immerse in the tit, v'mayim chutbulu. Lahad bil haraglayim koydim shayishku betit. With a mayim, they were immersed in water. Okay, this is the Rav. The Rav holds L'chayrit Smash and the Rav. We said before, it's a two-part process. You can tell with the Raglayim first, and then you can tell with the top part of the Mita. Shemeim of Midu, now we go to the next part, Mishnah part. There are three parts of this Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah here is the Mita. The second part is the Meim of Midu Dodim. She'ein ha'mayim amukim machma sham mikve rocha v'ha'mayim mispashtim kukuloi v'av al pi sheyesh bo yarboim son en kol gufay mischase v'mayim bevas achas. It is shallow. Koyvesh from Sade Chod Shal Mikva. You koyvesh, you compress. Afilu chavili eitz in the kodim. V'yafal gavim do the nirabik mikva shal cholkoi. It looks like a mikva. Shacholkoi. A mikva that's been divided into parts. Afilu wachi whole sense. V'yamayim nechnasim b'neim. L'havi chod. That was the kash that we used at Tzorechin on the Rav. What is the Pshat in the Rav? The Rav over here seems to be saying that you can do that down the center. That was the issue that we had with the Rav. They're floating. They should submerge. Next, So it says you move it with your own hands, your bare hands, you're taking the water, you're moving the water with your bare hands, go back and forth, and it should cover over the needle. Kevon shavar hagal shalmaim al hamal shal nekve shamaim shamachan munach bo v'tzafu me hagal al hamachat, and the water flowed into the machat tohara. Ulefisha machat dakav katana v'yare pentibol b'mayim derech alat bilakein. Because the machat is so small, you don't want someone to get a step on it. Like what happened to me, the screws fell out. I had to go dive in, take off my clothing, go dive and get the screws. That's why you do it on the steps. So very interesting. You can do it on the steps. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we go to the Ikum Mefarshim. The Ikum Mefarshim. Mishnah Zayin, Ikum Mefarshim. Okay. It starts, I guess, on page 125. Afilu Afchali Eitzim. Dik HaRashbats. HaRashbats. The Rashbats. The Shuvah. Who is the Rashbats?
Rishon Ben Tzemach Duran.
Who?
And Shimon ben Samach, Duran, a rav in Mitzrayim, no?
B'shuva, b'im oysa kain b'kelim, nifslo ha-mikvla sh'b'yamsa. B'im oysa kain b'kelim, nifslo ha-mikvla sh'b'yamsa, v'kosav ha-ayin te-zayin. What's that? So the single view is that it's b'davka, hakpat v'gemura. This was the picture talking about. Is it even, or is it only? It seems to be coming to defend the Rav. Bedafka, the only time you can do this is only with Chavilim. Because then we say the water flows in between. But if you can use Kalim, where the water is not going to flow between the two, then you make a wall. You make a barrier, no good. Daik harash beitz v'shuvah di'im oisakein b'kalim b'kalim nifsula ha-mikvah shabayim sev. Kosav ha-ayin tezayin. What's that? What's the ayin tezayin? Ooh, you mama said this. Look at this. The Rav doctor said this. The Rabbi Dr. Colonel said this. Look at this, mamash. He was machaving to this. The ayin, you tell me, don't even know who he is. And he is humility. It's you. It's you. The Ayin Te Zayin stands for the Gematria of Harav Dr. Yitzchak Ariel. It's you. That's why you varved him away. Unbelievable what goes on in this world. Unbelievable what goes on in this world. Because of Ayin Te Zayin Harav Yitzchak Ariel Shlita. Shetayim Mishum Shavayis Hamik Vayidin Tatarabinan. And you're going to use Kalim. Kalim is Dvaris Mekabal Tumma. Mail is Mahavin Nikolayidin Tumma. And he's saying it's Grace Chidish. The din of Havaya, the din of Tomei is Azoy Grois. Not only if we have 40 saw, even if we have this, but you need to maneuver the mime so you can be toivel. Does Oichel din in Mimahavai deke Adavas Natar? That's a Chiddush. Chiddush. I think Mitzvah Shabbos and Rabbi Halbosham should have to give a shir to say over to Mazvik, Adkrekach, to Mazvik, Tifasugia, to say over your Chiddush, Adkrekach, and that's called the Mahavai Mikla Yidei Dov Tomei, goes so far. Pili Ploim. Unbelievable. Now I'm from Bekiva Eger. Bekiva Eger, Tzorich Eid and Godel Adam Oid. Unbelievable. V'chein Sosam HaBeis Yosef Kirash Beitz. D'b'mai d'b'evshel Lisbol b'litbol b'chem b'bilti ha'amod askelim k'shim l'akelim b'ponim k'shim l'akelim ponim chadosh l'isbol l'kan u'mikvah cheres hi sh'nishav ha'yidei dover ha'makabal tumo apostle. It's a naya mikvah. It's a ponim chadosh l'isbol. It's a naya unfang. A naya kabbalah satira. A naya kabbalah satira. Mitnudrin, Memorial Day. The long weekend. You saw that? The long weekend, what she did, Kamala? You saw that?
No, I didn't see it.
She wished, the vice president wished Americans enjoy the long weekend. So the ganze Welt, what a mechutzef. People died for this country. And you don't even want to acknowledge memorial to remember the people who gave up their life. And you call it the long weekend. This is a statement that all these people, critical race theory. It is so explosive what she did. It's not to be believed. It's bad enough to be mavaz the living. To mavaz the people that gave you the low life black a place to live, the long weekend. Out of your mind? Mavaz all the veterans? You're sick in your head, you just lost, I don't know how many millions of votes you just lost? Sicko? Of course, a shame. No seichel. Blacks, no seichel. Skanovim, he stole the election of Obama. They're going to get him soon, you know, they're going to get him.
Whoa.
Obama. Obama, they're going to get to him eventually. Take 2 years. 2 years, they'll get to him eventually. He's the one that started this whole thing. All goes bad. That's why he's hiding. Trump, he said right away, he's going to go to jail for this. Why do you say that? He knows. They tell him. He's in the government. They have all the information. He did it. It's not. I think I'm joking. You think it's a, I don't know. A lot of frum people. They don't want to believe this stuff. The frum people have a problem with all this stuff.
I have a problem.
What?
Right there, Tavla 59.
No more? Okay, Tabla. Tabla. Page 126. Dinei Tzvila, Tzvila Shainim. You have three different looks in this Mishnah. Hidgol Samid, Rav Gamid, Shaka, Betit, Ova, Shevetachtecha. Shevetachtecha, Amikva, Amikva, Lifnei, Hachnosas, Kolamit, Lamayim. Nochamal. Hidgol Samid, Ragli Hamita, Shaku Betit, Ova, and the legs of the Mita are submerged. Betit Ova, thick cement. Shebetachtis Amikva.
This is the first case in the
Mishnah. Right, Shebetachtis Amita, Lefneachnosas, Kohat Mita Lemayim. Left side, Hadin Vatam, Hamita Tar, Meneshamayim, Kodmu, Vertivu, S. Ragli Hamita. That's not so posh. It's mischabim. That's not something the Rav said, Mamish. He's really saying more like another pshat that this is the chibur still. Next, mikvah rochav shemaim of mimuchim tula ve'in mamukim dayim litvul. It's called gufay ke'achot. It's not enough to be done in one shot. Ma'amid b'sar mikvah alvar ve'itzim ma'kadim kadesh letzamtim b'sashedach mikvah ve'halagbiya samayim. Third halacha, ma'achat tamesh shenishav shem. Tohar, give a wave. You give a wave with the hand. Oh, we have a kindlach over here. So schaz over the Mishnah. What's schaz the Mishnah? Shalom Aleichem, a beautiful boy. Aziz, a boy. What's the name of that kid, that whiz kid that knows how to do all these things in Torah Vadas? His name is Ari with a K. The kid that you told me is gonna help me with my computer.
No. He's not in Torah Vadas. The kid that's gonna fix your computer? No, he's in Rabar Park in Rabbi Plutchik's yeshiva.
I met a kid today. He works for that for Torah anytime. He helps them out. I think he's 13 years old, maybe even less. He knows everything. Right. He's an Ilyusha kid. He knows the computer. So I told him, you know how to fix this? So he says, yeah. I said, you come to my house. So he told me, you gotta give me his number. He knows that I went there to train him a little bit, teach him a couple of things. Uh-huh. And he taught me a lot. He taught me more than I taught him. Not really. But he knows the stuff, this kid. All right, let's do the Mishnah. Zion, Hidvil Boya Samita. Algav al avol pishur aglecha shoykois betit he'ova ha'ove. Don't mix up your segals. Even though it's immersed in the tit he'ove, tohira. You know why it's tohira? B'meisha amayim mekadmin. The baravus tochidush. The yisoid of the veld. Shamayim mekadmin. Nikve shemim of miru dodin shalom. Koyveish you can. Compress. Afilu. The word afilu is a very disturbing word. Yeah. What's afilu? I think it means afilu means avonim certainly. The chiddush is afilu chavili yitzim, afilu chavili yitzim, which have pores. A And now you're gonna have to come on to being having either chori mikvah, or if you want to put it in the middle, you want to be able to say that it's still one big mikvah. Afil chavil kanu afil kadesh yispichu hamayim, that the water on the other side should swell, and you can be yoyve toil in that portion. Machat shi nesunim al amaylas ha'ma'ara, in the cave. Hayim melech ha'mev, you can take with your va'i hand, v'aro azoy, azoy, and cause the water to flood the step. Kevin shav alech ha'gal tohira. Once the water goes in the first step, tohira. Reminds me of the story of the Kiddush Levana story I told you many times. When they went out, there was no Levana, and the Rebbe said, go to the basement and bring me a towel from the mikveh. He takes the towel, he wipes the sky, Alts is good, the Rebbe is about Maifis. He says the Chassidim is garnished. The Tata can do without the towels. Tata would go azoy with his hands. He didn't need the towels. The towels, Shvacha Maises. The Tata didn't need the towels. It's like Shabbos. My Rebbe, you know the very Shabbos.
Yeah.
My Shabbos Ahi and Shabbos Ahir, take pick up the money.
Right.
You saw that story from the storyteller? What's his name? That storyteller? It's a good story. What's his name? What? No, this young guy. What's his name? One's a famous guy now. Yoel Gold?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Mordecai story. You know what the story is? He really, they had the whole, everything. Two Svarish guys here, and probably right from this neighborhood even. I don't even know. They get a call. They have a jewelry store. They get a call. There's a break-in into your store. Zone 3 has been breached. Zone 3 is where the safe is. Where the safe is. And the phone is ringing the whole night. From the alarm company, the police, the alarm company, Zone 3, that means that's where the safe is. All of their money was in there. $1 million was in there. So the brother, he runs to his other brother and he tells him, we have to go. I don't know the store. We have to go to the store right now on Shabbos. We have to walk there, walk place, ask a guy to take us. And the brother says, Shabbat, we don't go. I don't care. Shabbat, Shabbat. We don't go no matter what. Go home, you eat your soup.
You have some nice stories that guy you'll go.
Yeah. Go home. Yes. I think Clark gives him a lot of money. No, Clark gives him a lot of money. He gives him a lot of money. Shabbat, we don't go. So they didn't. So he's like, okay, where do you go? No, Shabbat is Shabbat. I don't care. We lose all our money with Tuber. So he sat home. He had a suda with his family. He went to shul the next day. He comes home. He had a suda, like regular. But it was mamash driving him crazy. Finally, Shabbat is over. He goes to his brother. They get in the car. They go to the store. They come there. The gate is down. They go in. They open the store. And they tackle. It's all smashed. The showcase. And then they open up the safe. Everything's there. Everything, nothing.
Everything is there.
In the safe. Oh, but Zone 3, right? Yeah. So as they were going to the store, the police saw, they were in the store, so the police came to the store, because it's whatever, the police were there yesterday. What are you doing? Says, why didn't you come yesterday? Why didn't you come? So he says, Shabbat. Doesn't matter. So the police guy looks and says to me, you should know something. Your God and your Shabbat saved your lives. You know what happened here last night? They came in here, they smashed a couple of things, and they were able to trigger the Zone 3 alarm, and they showed them the ceiling where they were. They were waiting for you to come to open the safe, and after you, to see if everything is there, and after you would open the safe, they would jump down from the ceiling, they would kill you, and they'll take all the money. They want it was a trap to get you to come to open up the safe, and then they would kill you. They would have. We know who these people are. They would have killed you without a shadow of a doubt. And by the time we got here, the Gansamaisa, so the police guy said to him, "Your Shabbat and your God save your life." He did it very well. The way Yoel Gold did it, the new Zach, the way they make stories today, his technique is very unique. You interview them, you go down to the place where it happened. There's a lot of work, an enormous amount of work.
No, he does. I like the stories here because he doesn't yell, he doesn't shriek, he doesn't make histrionics when he tells the story. It's good, it's not
very, very popular. much more popular than most people, most Rabbanim. He's a celebrity. He's like the Pope.
Thank you, Pope. All right.
Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day. All the best to you. Hatzlacha.
Thank you.
Grace Yashakayach.
You too as well. Kol tov.
Sei gesund.